what do you call, an iron thing that you can fry things in?
Frying pan or a skillet.
Okay. Now, is there a difference between a frying pan and a skillet?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, now, would you describe a frying pan?
Well, it's a round thing with a handle on it. The skillet's got the same thing.
Well, what about the sides? How big is it? How high are the sides?
How about that high?
On both the frying pan and the skillet?
Well, some are smaller.
Well, what would you call one that doesn't have sides, that just has a little rim? Or do you use the
pan?
Okay. What about one that somebody could use out in the yard to cook crabs in, something like that? It might have some little feet on it.
That's a wash pot.
Okay.
At least that's what we used to use to wash the clothes in and cook crabs in.
How about spider? Are you familiar with that term?
That's a frying. Some people call spiders frying pans too.
Okay. And is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Now how about something that you boil water in for coffee?
That's a kettle.
Okay. And what do you call something that you put cut flowers in?
A vase.
And let's see, what do you call the eating utensils?
Chowdhury, knives, forks, and spoons.
Okay. And what's the singular of knives?
Knife.
Okay. After supper, somebody has to do what to the dishes?
Wash them.
And to get the soap off, she
rinses them.
Okay. What do you call the cloth that somebody uses to wipe the dishes with?
Dish cloth. Dish towel.
Okay. And what about... Well, now, what would be the difference between a dishcloth and a dish towel?
Well, a dishcloth, in my way, is what you wash the dishes with, and a dishcloth is what you dry them with. Dish towel is what you dry them on. Dishcloth is what you wash it with.
Okay, fine. And what do you call the cloth that you can wash your face with?
Washcloth.
And what about the thing that you dry yourself with after you take a bath?
Towel.
Okay. What do you call the thing on the water pipe where you can turn the water on and off?
Some people call it faucet or hydrant.
Okay. Would you have a special name for one that's out in the yard?
You know? Hydrant.
Okay. And how about one that's on a barrel?
On a what?
On a barrel.
Yeah. I can't think of it. No, I don't believe I can think of it. It has got a name, though.
You wouldn't call it a faucet or a hydrant? You call it something else?
There's some other funny name to it. I don't know what it is.
Well,
I guess you could call it a faucet. But that's not the name that I've heard it called by, though.
Well, now,
I don't call it.
Okay. The thing outside, now, you said you call it hydrant. Could you call it a hydrant if it was inside, or would you call it something different?
Faucet.
So you would make that difference in between? Okay. Now, what about a spigot or a spigot?
Well, they call them spigots, too.
Uh-huh. But
I never have called them spigots.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden thing?